Hello, you are tuned into
Perspective
that should provoke the thoughts and conversations of
excuse me.
Who else has said this? There's a few other notable individuals.
You shall now sample my matchless power.
Which I want to really, again, emphasize is, like, I think a good thing.
Yeah.
CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM 11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
Oh, by man just the way you pound. Oh, baby, I'm on fire. By man just the way you
see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Sing again, we go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we not dirty, we not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go swimming in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da.
What can I do? You know you drive me crazy when I'm looking at you. The summer's really here and it's time to come out. Time to discover what fun is about. Here comes
shadows hide on the darker side. Behind the doors, it's a wilder ride. Where you can make or break, you can win or lose. That's a chance you take when the heat's on.
All right.
Well, good grief. CKUW. There we go. We're peaking pretty good here. 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio is on the air. Yeah, and believe it or not, we survived the absolutely heat-filled weekend. Not only was it a heat-filled weekend for the Night Danger Radio show, we were in the middle of a field, Birdsill Park, and yeah, we were there for all 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, although I have to say I had to, for the first time in maybe ever, I had to take a bit of a break. Yeah, I couldn't take that heat. So Thursday night went up. Awesome stuff. And, you know, not too bad. A little bit uncomfortable, you know, but it was decent. Friday, you know, went up daytime and nighttime. And, of course, that was Engine de Poitrine night, which was insane. And there was a lot of people Friday night, but it wasn't quite hitting the peak temperatures quite yet. That was for Saturday, and then even worse on Sunday. My God. And so on Saturday and Sunday, I actually stayed home during the day because I was scared, especially on Sunday. On Sunday, I was like, listen, I'd really like to go see that Neil Young workshop during the day, but I didn't quite make it. I just showed up for Billy Bragg on the main stage at night, and I'm glad I did because it was absolutely a steamer. It was so hot. I mean, there was one point on Sunday night when I looked down. I was sitting on our tarp, and I looked down at my knees, and my knees were sweating. I've never seen my knees sweat before, and I don't even know if knees are supposed to sweat, but mine appeared to be sweating. I'm thinking to myself, I didn't say anything to anybody, but I was like, man, I've never seen my knees sweat before. I'm like, holy kishmoly. And it was actually pretty funny. Like a lot of people, you know, I was running into people during the weekend, and you know, people I haven't seen for a while, and so of course you're giving out the big hugs and stuff, and you know, I forgot how, like, I was wet. Like, my shirt was wet. I was like, freaking hell. My hair was like, it was like I just got out of the pool. You know, it was insane. And I remember, like, hugging people and immediately thinking, oh, gross. I'm going to gross this poor human being out. And then I felt them, and they were just as wet as me. And I was like, okay, never mind. So it was just crazy. So big shout out, though, I got to say, to the volunteers and to the I guess the setup and teardown crews, you know, all the volunteers that were out there in that, all the food vendors. Could you imagine? My God, could you imagine being next to a grill in that weather, like just adding heat to the absolute heat? Oh my God. So I got to take my hat off to all the volunteers who were out there in that sun dealing with it. Yeah, to all the crew, the stage crew, the people that were, you know, doing the changeovers. My God, all of them, everybody. I mean, yeah, the food, everyone. I mean, it was a survival for sure. And, you know, I did see some rough stuff. I did see some, I should say the first aid people too. I'm sure they were quite busy, but they were, you know, I saw a few people getting pulled out of the crowd and like unconscious and like limp and, you know, not responding. And then there were some people who, you know, on the walkout, like I don't camp anymore. I just, you know, go to my car and, you know, crawl home, you know, all just dehydrated and destroyed. But yeah, there's people that were camping and stuff, which must have been insane. And yeah, I don't know how it went in the festival campground or the rowdy campground, but yeah, on the site, there was some people that you know, on the walkout, there was this one young dude. I guess he didn't drink any water, or maybe he was on something, or maybe he didn't drink enough water and was on something. I don't know what was going on, but he could barely walk. And I was like, dude, you know, that's rough, you know. And saw a few people during the day get, you know, people were trying to wake them up as they
had fallen asleep, I guess, or passed out, I don't know which, you know, on their blankets and stuff, right in the sun too, like no, not in the shade, nothing like that. And people were trying to wake them up, and hopefully everyone was okay. I didn't hear about anything that was like, you know, horrible and stuff like that. So that's good. But we'll keep my eyes open and just to see, because that heat was oppressive and ridiculous. I couldn't blame the humidity. Me and humidity aren't friends. That's when the pores start, start opening up, I guess. I got to look that up. I don't know why, for me, humidity, like if it's really hot, if it's 30 degrees out and it's, and there's no humidity, I'm pretty good. But if it's like 30 degrees and there's a humididex, I ain't that good anymore. That's when I get like super uncomfortable, and that's when I have to really start pounding back the water. So, but I worked media at it, and it was really fun. I took a million pictures. I got zero interviews though, because of my absenteeism on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, which was my days. I thought I was going to get these interviews, but I've got phone interviews set up. I won't tell you with who, because I'm afraid they're going to fall through. But I would have been talking to people all weekend, everyone was pretty understanding. Everyone was like, "Yeah, man, it's like, isn't it like 47 degrees in Winnipeg right now?" And I'm like, something like that. Please don't tell me what the temperature is. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to look at Environment Canada. I didn't want any part of it. But I remember walking outside to pack up the car and thinking, this is crazy. Like, people, you know, are going to get hurt, you know, from this. This is ridiculous. So, and of course, tonight is absolutely beautiful. If you're sitting at home, you might want to head outside. It is just beautiful outside. It's so nice. It's not hot. It's not that humid. It's good. But we'll check the old CKW weather a little bit later. Did you see that in the city here that it's been so hot that the streets and the sidewalks are buckling out of the heat? Yeah, kind of like I was buckling in the heat. And Birds Hill Park for the Folk Fest. But the Folk Fest was absolutely spectacular. If you're wondering, yeah, Angine de Poitrine were freaking crazy. They were really, really good. But for me, it was GOAT. GOAT were the band of the weekend, absolutely positively. But there were a million more bands. So we're going to try and cover a whole bunch of them tonight. And we'll see how we do here. But the opening set was all about heat, because why not, right? It was freaking ridiculous. We heard Queens of the Stone Age with Feel Good Hit of the Summer from Rated R. That came out in the year 2000 on Interscope Records. We heard the Eagles of Death Metal with Solid Gold. And that word sweat comes up a lot in that song, so we had to play that one. From a record called Death by Sexy. That was 2006 on Downtown Records. We heard an oldie but a goodie. We heard Glenn Frey. Remember him? No, I don't either. From the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack, good grief, we heard The Heat Is On. That came out in 1984 on MCA Records here in Canada. Jeez. We heard The Undertones. I need to play more Undertones on this radio station for sure. I've been forsaking them for years and years now, but we heard Here Comes the Summer. From their self-titled debut from 1979, put out by Sire Records. We heard Mungo Jerry, which we play every single damn year when it gets hot. We heard In the Summertime. From Electronically Tested, came out in 71 on Dawn Records. And off the top, it's Winnipeg's own The Blue Meanies. Well, I call them The Blue Meanies. They had to change their name to The New Meanies because of some crappy ska band in New York City. But anyways, we heard I'm on Fire from Three Seeds. And 1997, that was Virgin. And that was their major label debut for the Meanies. So, if you hang out in the music scene, you still get to hang out with at least some of the Meanies. Sky's actually out in Vancouver making a killing. Damon Mitchell is in a whole bunch of bands. So you can hang out with Damon. Yeah. I don't see Chico that much, though. That's for sure. And I do see Jay Kane around, the drummer for the Meanies, and stuff like that. But so they're still hanging out. It's pretty awesome. All right. Well, what time is it, man? It is, it's 12:35 in the AM. Thanks for tuning in. We're live, by the way, in the satellite studio, in the temporary studio. And I haven't gone upstairs to see if there's any sign of improvements. We're getting renovated, but not the studio itself, which I'm all for because I like the studio the way it is. It's perfect, in my opinion. But anyways, the upstairs bathroom is getting renovated, and the library around us is actually being renoed, and I'm not sure. I'm not even sure when we're going back, but for now, I'm snug as a bug in a rug. Oh, I can hear people in the hallway. Hey, keep it down. Hey, keep it down out there. Hey, keep your voices down out there. Do you understand? Okay, anyways. All right. So, yeah, 12:36 now in the AM. Let's get on with some Folk Fest stuff instead of just some bad memories of the heat. Good grief. That's crazy. So, listen, I got to drag my fancy, what do they call them, SLR camera. And I got my SLR camera via, what is that called, Air Miles. And so I got this really good Canon camera. I mean, really good is a relative term, because the people that I was the photographers that were around me had some insane looking cameras and some insane looking lenses, but so I think I was pretty small potatoes in there, but that camera can take some pictures. So listen, folks, if you haven't already liked or followed or whatever it's called, the CKW Instagram account, the fan account or whatever, it's CKW_presents. I posted my first pictures from Folk Fest. It was Father John Misty. They're up there right now, and we're going to post a whole bunch of other stuff. I think I ended up filming, I'm going to say, about 11 bands in total for the weekend of Folk Fest. And some of the pictures turned out great. And it's not because I'm a great photographer. It's because that Canon thing is freaking killer. I'm like, my God. Like, I take pictures, and on the little screen, you know, on the camera, they look okay. I'm like, oh, that one was framed pretty good. And, you know, at least I didn't cut that guy's head off, you know, and this and that. But, man, when some of the photos come out, when I you know upload them to my my laptop, I was like, what the hell, the colors are sick and blah blah. So that Canon thing is amazing. So hopefully you check it out on CKW_presents on Instagram, and you can check out some of the action from Folk Fest. And and yes, I did get to film Goat in the pit, they call it, so like right in front of me, and that was thrilling. So you got to check out those pics because they're all masked up and they were insanely good. So you know who else was insanely good was Kathleen Edwards. I absolutely love Kathleen. Her newest record, which came out in 2025, is called Billionaire, and you should all listen to it. It is so good. So I'm going to start with a classic because she played it at the Folk Fest. And I was just, this is after I did some photography with her and her amazing band. So we're going to start with 6 O'Clock News, which was a song that basically busted her loose and made her pretty famous all around the world. So let's start with 6 O'Clock News. Why not, hey? It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going till 3 a.m. I just want to wish everybody a happy Folk Fest, and I hope everyone's feeling okay, and I hope you've drank your 55,000 glasses of water to rehydrate. I really do, because I did, and I needed it. Good grief.
Thank you. Mexican blanket on the front seat. It's old to you, but it's new to me. Pick me up at the Roosevelt. Windows down, a two-door suit too well. Boy grows up in the suit. Mom and Dad sure loved you. Kid, weekends at the rink. You love the Leafs even though they stink. And you're driving your little Red Ranger all over LA. Someday soon you're gonna come to tell us that you're gonna stay. Bird in a tree, if you look away, you miss the chance to see if I.
The will of the coyote. what I love. The call of the night bird. I love every true. There's peace and contentment when everything's still. The wail of the
we'll be right back. done nothing wrong, you see. We've been standing peacefully.